I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have your Bible with you. Could you please turn to Romans chapter 14, where we read that chapter earlier. The topic for tonight's message was assigned to me, and it's taken from verse 8, this last part of verse 8, saying that we are the Lord's. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord, and whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. This topic was given to me, assigned to me, and I'm glad to share with you what I have meditated upon. In fact, when I read the whole chapter of 14, I see that there was a problem in the church in Rome. Paul wrote this letter to the Christians in Rome, and since he spent one whole chapter on this problem, and I'm sure we have just read the latter half of this chapter, and the problem is not regarding doctrines. It's not a doctrinal problem, but it's a problem regarding relationship among Christians. And what is the thing that they did was that they criticized one another. They were judging one another over things about eating and drinking, which day is holy, which day is not, and that kind of thing. And it's quite severe, because you see that Paul even say that they argued and criticized one another to the extent that they were cutting one another down, causing some people even to stumble, you know, and some of them even get convicted whether they are right with God or not. Are they working correctly with God, or whether there's something which is insufficient, there's lacking in something in their Christian life. And so that stunted their spiritual growth. So it was quite serious. So in that context, Paul was talking about here. And then Paul says to them that you all should not be doing all these things. You are stumbling one another. You should not criticize one another with regard to whether you should eat meat or you should eat vegetable. So it has come to that. And then where you should keep whether this day holier than another day. And so this is the problem there. And then it must be very, very severe. I mean, he has created some extent of uneasiness among the Christians in this Roman church. Then what did Paul say? Paul said, you don't worry, we are the Lord's. You see, Paul said here in verse, it's very significant here. Paul says in verse, let me read for you from verse 6, a bit down here to verse 8. He that regardeth the day regardeth unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. So be it. He that eateth it to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and he also give thanks. Correct? One who eats meat and say, thank you, Lord, for this meat that you have given to me. The other person say, why is he eating meat? I like vegetable. You should be eating vegetable and not meat. And then, well, that person who eats vegetable and don't eat meat, he also give thanks. So Paul is saying this, you see, whether you eat meat or you eat vegetable, you drink Pepsi Cola or Coca-Cola, both give thanks. You shouldn't be drinking that, or you drink coffee, and others say, no, you should drink Milo. And then, you know, and criticize one another for that. But everything that you do, either eat or you drink, you thank the Lord. That's what Paul says here, right? And so in verse 10, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man doeth to himself. He's talking about none of us. He's talking about Christians. We Christians don't live on this earth for ourselves. We all live for the Lord. And that's why Paul says here, for whatever we live, or whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Isn't that true? Very true. Our whole life is in the Lord. If we are, and as he said, whether we live or therefore we die, we are the Lord's. See, we all belong to the Lord. Our redemption work, the work of our redemption, God has said, we sang the song earlier, the redeem. Yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed me. I don't have to do this, whether to eat this or eat that, or on Sunday I should not go to I should not patronize, I should eat at home. And I shouldn't cook also at home because it is Sunday, it's holy day. So I must cook on Saturday. But I can heat the food and eat. But go outside and buy bread? No. If there's no more bread for tomorrow then go and buy. This kind of thing is happening in Singapore. And then someone will say, no, you cannot keep Sunday. Sunday is not the day. Saturday is the day that you must keep it holy. So argue over this kind of thing. Even they separate one another because of Saturday and Sunday. This is happening. And this is very, very sad. And just because you keep Saturday, you are holier than the person who keeps on Sunday. And then on Sunday, because on Sunday you go your service and then you study for your exam tomorrow, and then you got frightened, you got guilty, because another say, oh, yes, Sunday you study. You see? And then the fellow come and tell pastor, can I study on Sunday or not? The girl who studied on Sunday evening to prepare for exam also give thanks. Before she studied, she asked the Lord for and give thanks. Pray to the Lord. Correct? I don't know about the person who criticized the girl who studied on Sunday. Does he pray to the Lord and say, Lord, please condemn her? Huh? And so this is what happened. But after Paul says that we are all the Lord's, we are the Lord's. We all belong to Him. We are no more our own. We don't own ourselves. We belong to the Lord. Right? Because He bought us with His precious blood. And Paul even said that here in this earlier of this part of the chapter. We are God's servant. And whether we stand or we fall with regard to our spiritual life, we stand and fall before our master. Our master will judge us. Will judge me. Let's say, for example, me. Will judge me whether I stand or fall. And then Paul says, then who are you to judge another master, the servant of another master? Who are you? Who are you to judge me? Because my master is Jesus Christ. And Paul says, who are you to judge? So we should not judge one another in this matter, okay? We are talking about eating and drinking, holy day and not holy day. We are not talking about doctrinal things, you know? If we are talking about doctrinal things, they're totally different. In doctrines, we can judge, we must judge by the Word of God. If some doctrines that according to the Word of God is wrong and somebody say this is right, then you have to judge. You have to correct the person. Show the Word of God. And the person who's refused, who says that, no, Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead. What might you say? Well, maybe you can have your opinion. It's alright. But I won't judge you. We are all the Lord's. Nonsense. That's not correct. If the person who says that Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then you say that's wrong. You are still in your sins. You cannot go to heaven. You are not saved. Understand? But here it is not. It's about what dress you wear, how you wear, what you eat. And so, to the extent that they fight and quarrel, they cut one another down. And Paul has says this. Don't destroy your brother. As Paul says here, don't destroy your brother just because you don't eat beef. Understand? So Paul is saying this. And then in the end, Paul says that whatever it is, bear one another, be kind. And then if you really, you think that you are spiritually stronger than the other Christian, other brother in Christ, go and help him. And don't use your spirituality and condemn him. Don't do that. I hope you are not doing this. Okay? I hope you are not practicing this. Ultimately, Paul says that whatever it is, we live. He says that we all live or die unto the Lord, means we are accountable to God. We are accountable to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day there is a judgment seat of Christ when you and I have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of ourselves to the Lord. And then there, the Lord will judge us. I think this is a very wonderful, this is a very scriptural. This is the principle that we live on. So we should not be engaged, we should not engage in backbiting, you know, behind the backs, behind our backs and other person's back. We shouldn't do that. We should encourage one another, help one another. And if we think we are spiritual, please do help one another rather than be proud of the fact that you are spiritual. And so I think every one of us, including myself, sometime or other, are guilty of this kind of things. And so if we are, we should be convicted. And then we should stop. We should not do it. Why do this negative thought when you have the chance, opportunity to be positive and help one another, right? Why go and thumb the fellow down rather than, which one you want? You want to bring the fellow up or you want to down? He's down already, you're still down. This fellow down or you want to bring up, isn't it? Which one is better? This one, isn't it? You see, if I dramatize it, you can see very clearly. Which one? Sure, this one, definitely. Definitely, it should be that way. It should be that way. Let us be that way among ourselves. And then when we do that, you know, people have eyes, especially who are non-Christians. Non-Christians always charge Christians for being, what kind of people are we? Hypocrites! See? So we better be careful. Many people outside call us hypocrites. And then we stumble them. They want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. No, these Christians are all nonsense. They're hypocrites. They say one thing, say only, but they don't do. See? No action, talk only. And then because of that, you'll find that many people don't accept. And they go and join other religion. Very sad. And so we shouldn't be like that. All of us here, let us, if we are the Lord's, if we are the Lord, if you say you are the Lord, if I say I am the Lord, then let us really help one another and stop this backbiting, killing. It doesn't help. Having said that, well, there is regarding this topic, we are the Lord. As I thought of it, there is a very relevant question that I want to ask you. Do you know that for sure that you are the Lord? I ask myself, do I know? I say, I'm sure I know that I am the Lord. I ask you, do you know that you are the Lord? You belong to the Lord. Do you know? All right, I want you to stop for a while, think, huh? And how can you and I know that we belong to the Lord? Well, if I'm not sure, or if I think I'm sure, but how can I be sure, definitely sure, that I belong to the Lord? And what do you know about the Lord? That you are sure that you are His, because it involves the Lord Himself. Do you know who the Lord is? We use the word so often, the Lord, the Lord. Do you really know who the Lord is? And you said you belong to Him? What does the Lord require of you and me? As His own, as His servant, as belonging to Him, as His possession. These are important questions. Because if you are the Lord, let's say if you are, meaning sure, this is sure, that means you are the Lord. Truly, you know you are the Lord. Like me. It's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That means you belong to the Lord. And when you belong to the Lord blesses you. Then you can say, you and I can say with David, isn't it? Does David know that the Lord is his? What did he say? The Lord is what? The Lord is my shepherd. He called the Lord God Almighty my shepherd. So in other words, he used the analogy of a shepherd and a sheep. And sheep, he himself is a sheep. And the Lord is a shepherd. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. So in his life, he knows that he belongs to the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When the Lord is with you, He will provide all your needs. He provides all your needs. And then He, because He will lead you in the path of righteousness, He will grant you, He will give you peace in times in the world where there's trouble, there's problems, He will grant to you peace. And then when you face with trouble, because in the world they're full of tribulations and temptations, and sometimes you fall, and the Lord is always there. His rod will protect you from the enemies, but His staff, He will guide you. He will comfort you. He will restore you. How wonderful it is. And then in the presence of your enemies want to attack you. He prepared a table before in the presence of your enemies. What does that mean? Meaning that He will show to the enemies that He, the Lord God, is having a fellowship with you. You understand? Oh, that means He is with you. He will bless you. And then He anoints your head with oil. That with perfume. No? That oil, when it pours upon your head and moves, triple down your whole body, it ejects or gives out a very beautiful, wonderful scent, fragrance. People can see, wow, see, you are blessed. And then the Lord says, if you are the Lord, the Lord says that in your life here on this earth, goodness and mercy shall follow me the days of my life on this earth, in spite of all the tribulations and everything, goodness. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself said, I come that you might have life, that you might have it abundantly. See? The Lord Jesus Christ is. So that on earth, if you are the Lord, you have all these blessings. The Lord is there with you because He loved you. He bought you with His precious blood. He will not withhold anything that is good from you. If He's willing to sacrifice His Son, only Son, Jesus Christ, for you, you alone, will He withhold anything from you? No. If you are the Lord's, this is the blessing He promises. The trouble in many of us, of course, because we are always rebellious. God wants to bless us and we reject. We always turn, want to do our own ways. And so if we are the Lord's, we belong to Him, we understand that we are the Lord's, we live unto the Lord, whether we live or we die. God, you don't worry about God. God knows you. He loves you. He knows how to bless you. And He is able to bless you. Alright? Therefore, we have to know who the Lord is. Who is the Lord? We'll start from the very beginning. He is who? The Lord God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. The omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. Almighty. Awesome. Understand? And then the word Lord here is the covenant name of God. And in this covenant name, He tells us that He sees. He sees. He hears. He knows. He cares. He loves. He can feel. We sin against Him, He's grieved. If we do His will, He's happy. He loves. This is the Lord God Almighty. By His word, He created the heavens and the earth. By His word, He can destroy anyone. And then, when we die, we all go before Him. Both Christian and non-Christian. For Christians, yes, we stand before the Lord God, before the Lord Jesus Christ also, at the judgment seat of Christ. And a non-Christian dies, he also will be resurrected and will stand before God, the Almighty God, to be judged. In the end, cast into the lake of fire. No escape, no reincarnation. You cannot come back as another animal or another man with a silver spoon if you have lived a previous life, a good life. No, these are all not true. These are all the imaginations of men. We have here the revelation of God. This is it. So this is the Lord our God.
Are you not proud? Can you say you are the Lord's? For sure, I am the Lord's. And if you can say that, then your life now so far has been wonderful. Have it not been? Happy, wonderful. That in times of difficulties and tribulations, yes, during that time when you struggle with it, but you ride over it. And then you look back, oh, the Lord is wonderful. He sustains me, He helps me, He blesses me. If you are the Lord's, the Lord will do that. Because the Bible says, not I. If the Bible says that He is that's how He treats you and me. He loves you. What if you say you are a Christian, you profess that you are a Christian, but you actually are not? Very sad, isn't it? Well, you can ask the next question, are there such person? You mean many people here, many of you here, I do not know how many of you here say you are a Christian. So let's say, assume all of you here, you are a Christian. You are all Christians. You profess to be a Christian. How many of you here really know that you are the Lord's? If some of you do not know, you mean those of us who profess ourselves to be Christians, we may deceive ourselves that it's actually not true, we are not the Lord's. We are not Christian, although I say I am Christian. Are there such people? Will there one day when we stand before the Lord and the Lord will turn around and say, I do not know you. And then you will tell the Lord, Lord, I call your name. Lord, Lord, I even perform miracles here and there, all in your name. And the Lord turn around and say, I do not know you. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ said. That means it's quite true. This is possible. Especially in today's context. In the case of here, in chapter 14 of this book, Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul assumed them, all of them are Christians. In today's context, it's different. Today we are hearing, we don't hear the pure gospel of Christ being preached, easy believism. You see, because also in the time, you know, in the time of Esther, and when Mordecai became the prime minister, the Jew became the prime minister, and Mordecai was very powerful. Many, many non-Jews become Jews. You know, they embrace the Jewish religion in order to get favors. That happened also in the Roman Empire. How for 300 years, Christians were being persecuted because they called the Lord Jesus Christ Lord. And when Constantinople became the emperor of Rome, because he saw a sign of the cross, and he won the victory, he said it must be Jesus Christ who gave him the victory. So he nationalized Christianity. Overnight, by the power of the pen, Christianity becomes the official religion of the Roman Empire. And if you want to get a government job and all these things, you better be, you fill up the form, Christianity, and then you can get a job, you can get promotion. And you know, many people who are not Christians call themselves Christians. So they profess themselves to be Christians up to today. I don't know how. So you have to be careful how you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you receive the Lord Jesus Christ because the gospel has been preached to you? Come to Jesus. Jesus will heal you. You come to Him. You give whatever you have to Him. He will bless you. You will have health and wealth. Ah, I want. And then you start giving everything. And you say, you go around, I'm a Christian. And then you will be taught later, can you speak in tongues? Yeah, I can't. Well, you'll be taught how to speak in tongue. And so you start babbling. Oh, wow, wonderful. You feel wonderful. And you say, I'm a Christian. Dangerous. Dangerous. You turn Matthew, in Matthew chapter 7:21. Let me read to you. Maybe you don't have to. Not everyone that saith unto me, not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So the people here who call themselves Christians actually have caused many to have false faith in Christ. And because of this, deceive them, and they all end up in hell. Workers of iniquity. So very dangerous who you hear the gospel from. So it is important tonight that you make sure you are the Lord. Tonight you leave this hall, you can be sure in your heart, very sure, I am the Lord. And then the day when you stand before the Lord says, wonderful, you are mine. Then you'll be transported into heaven. You understand? Like the dying thief. Alright. But before that, we have to ask one more question, alright? And then, how can I know? How can I be sure? I ask myself too. How can I be sure? Having been a Christian for so many years, I want to ask myself, how can I be sure that I belong to the Lord, that I am the Lord? How? That means, okay, you turn to John chapter 10. From there, you learn. John chapter 10. It's not very difficult, but it's something that you and I must be serious about when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We belong to Him. We are not our own. All right. And so here, what does He say here? John chapter 10. First of all, here, the Lord Jesus Christ says here, He used an analogy here of the shepherd and the sheep. And He says here, in verse 3, to him the porter openeth, in other words, the sheepfold, all right, verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. By the door there was a sheepfold. The one who enters in by the door, the porter, the one who takes charge of the place, will allow the shepherd to come in. And then when the shepherd enters into the fold, he says, he calleth it, and the sheep hear his voice. So please, you can underline, the sheep hears his voice. The sheep recognize his voice. And then he calleth his own sheep by name. And you see here, the shepherd knows every sheep by name. And here the shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows each one of us by name. And if we are his, we will recognize his voice. And then he leadeth them. And in verse 6 on here, further on, and he calleth them by name. And he leadeth them out. And when the shepherd leads the sheep out of the fold, and he say, what he says there, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. He goes before them, not behind them. He leads them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So you must know or hear his voice, know his voice, follow him, it says here. And then the thing was, the stranger will he not follow, but will flee from him. In other words, if a stranger comes in, he won't come in by the door. He will climb up and he'll come in. And then when the stranger comes in, the sheep knows the voice of the stranger. Here, I don't recognize his voice. The sheep won't follow. The sheep will what? Flee away. So, what is it? How do you know that you belong to the Lord? You are his sheep. You are his. Number one, do you hear his voice? Hear means, do you listen to him? Do you follow him? Wherever he leads, wherever he goes, you follow. Follow, follow literally. Wherever he goes there, you go there. He goes there, you go there. He's there, you're there. Everywhere he goes, you follow. That's what it means. You follow, follow, follow. You cannot turn away. No, you cannot say, oh, you go there. I want to be here for a while. No, you follow. Alright? And then, the third thing here, he says here, you know. No, you need hear, but you know his voice. And then when the stranger comes, you flee. You will not, because you don't know, you, You do not know this person, this stranger. You can't recognize his way. This is wrong. You flee from him. This is what you should do. Are you? Do you hear the master's voice? Or somebody comes out and say wonderful things, then you say, oh, you begin to talk about your master voice, and you begin to listen to him, and then you go and follow him, then that's dangerous. Then you are not his. You know, in Palestine, let me tell you again this. I've shared this incident, but it is so appropriate. If you really know your master. In Palestine, they say the shepherds, all of them, they have their own flock of sheep. And sometimes the shepherds have to, after leading them to their pastures, they need a rest. So they all congregate together, a tea tent, and they will go and have their tea and talk, you know. And then, of course, the sheep will all be around there and seated and lying down. They also need a rest. Now, when one shepherd is going to leave, after he had his whole tea already, okay, he said goodbye to his friends, he's going to leave, he will pick up his flute. You say, all the sheep there, the sheep of Ahmad, Ali, Agong, Ole. And then he will take one sheep and he take his flute. All his sheep stood up. They all stand up. Only his sheep stand up and follow him. You understand? If another sheep, if you or if I were there and I take his flute and then, okay, I'm his friend, walk. I say, let me your flute. I try. Ta 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 ta. And then I look back. Not one sheep stood up. Not one sheep will stand up. You know? Because they hear, they see, they know this Stephen Koo, I don't know who he is. The Chinaman. Or what man. They won't. They see, they hear wrong tune. And I think that even if their friend, one of their shepherd friends, were to play the flute, play the same tune, they also will not follow. It is not only the tune, it is the person, the way you sing. There is tension, the length of the rhythm, you know, sound, everything is very complex. And the sheep knows. I ask you, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ so intimately? This is his word, written word now here. You read, you understand. You know what he says here? Do you follow him? For example, today there is a controversy with regard to the Lord Jesus Christ. The heaven and earth will pass away. Heaven and earth, says here, will pass away. But one jot or one tittle shall not in no wise pass from the law. Or someone will come and say, heaven and earth may pass away, and one jot or one tittle shall also pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Which one do you hear? Let me read to you again. Number one. Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. That's taken here from the word. Matthew 5:18. Or heaven and earth may pass away, and one jot or one tittle shall also pass from the law till all be fulfilled. How? Which one do you follow? This one, the first one, is spoken by, read by Stephen Koo. The second one is read by a person who has a long string of degrees. Wow, big size, very beautiful, very handsome, and he speaks very well. This Stephen Koo, no, it is Chinese English type. Who do you follow? You follow the first one. You understand? This is very important. God is perfect. He will give us a perfect word. Another say, no lah, God is still allows some mistake. What do you think? Because God is almighty,
all powerful. This all involves all about God. If you do not know your Lord, it's very dangerous. And so once you become a Christian, truly you accepted the, let's say sincerely you have accepted the Lord, you must know the Lord. Otherwise you will be straight away. You will be devoured. Otherwise you will be like the conversion may be like the seed that fall by the wayside. Or among thorns. And you don't grow. And you deceive yourself. You deceive yourself that you are a Christian. What is the result? The result, when you know, when you stand before the Lord, it's too late. No second chance. I know you not. And the next place, you cast into the lake of fire. But while you're still here today, you better make sure, you and I better make sure that we are the Lord's. And how? You better think for yourself very carefully the day you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you sincerely accept the Lord Jesus Christ? Were you convicted of your sin? That's important. When you come to the Lord, you're convicted of your sin. You have to, because Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin and my sin. You must be convicted of that. You cannot come to the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, Jesus Christ died for us. No, we will have health and wealth. No, He died there because of your sin, my sin. So I must be convicted of my sin and tell the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying on the cross for me. You repent of your sin. And sincerely you accept Him. Come, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for dying for me. And Christ says He will come and He will seal you with His Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit will come and reside in your body. You become His. If you have done that sincerely, in your mind at that time, sincerely, out of your heart, then you are His. By that time, because you think that, I better believe, otherwise cast into the lake of fire, it's good insurance. Since I got to pay nothing, everything is paid for me, then I believe. Then your repentance all not true. Then after that, you just carry on because it's an insurance policy. Cannot work. Or sometimes you go and accept this one because what? I want to get rid of the. You know, this fellow is coming after me all the time. Keep on talking. I don't know what time. Okay. I believe. And then the fellow pull out a card. Okay, run your link. Okay, finish. I'm a Christian. And then after that, later on, you see, well, not bad to be a Christian. Then you go around and say, I'm a Christian. And then you go and join one church after another. This church, you come to this church, everything, every time the message is all doom. Oh, I don't want, I want to go to the other churches, all everything. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's better. And then go inside, come out, wow, full charge. Oh. And then walk, and then blah, 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 also can. Can speak in tongue, you know, babbling all the time. Wow, I feel happy, very good, man. And then long time you don't go, you find that you're empty. I must go back and get recharged again. That's what they told me. This one here, well, you come here. I must do this all. It's a message of doom all the time. Be very careful. If you are the Lord's, you must be discerning. So let me conclude. Let me ask again. Do you know that you are the Lord? The message is, we are the Lord. Paul can say it. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. Can you say? I can say. I'm not proud of saying, but I'm proud of my Lord. I'm a sinner. I'm convicted of my sin. And when I cried, and receive Christ. Can you say? Some of us have gone through persecution because we believe in Christ. I've gone through persecution and stand firm. If I believe sincerely, I stand firm. Many of us have believed in Christ but have not faced tribulations and persecutions. When you meet such person, will you stand firm? And this is the test. Are you the Lord? If any one of you here who is not a Christian, this message is for you. The Lord is there. The Lord loves you. He came. He's, God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die for you only. Don't think about the others. Only you, for you. He loves you. He wants you to be saved. What you need to do is repent, and you will have salvation. And you will see that He will bless you. And in the final analysis, when you die, and where do you go to? You go to heaven to be with Him. You dwell in His house forever. Like the thief. One of them repented and said, Lord Jesus, remember me. Jesus said, today you shall be with me in paradise. The other one did not repent. He died. He will be cast into the lake of fire. Which one are you? May God help you. And if we are the Lord's, what should we do? Love the Lord God. Fear Him. Serve Him. Do everything. Do His will. For His glory. For His honor. And above all, among ourselves as Christians, let us treat one another. Love one another. Help one another. Build one another. May the Lord bless us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. Thank you for your precious word. We pray, Father, we ask you for your forgiveness. Once again, we plead for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess our sins, Lord. And then may you give us the grace, the strength, the courage to change, to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Help one another, care for one another, and do your will in this world. We pray, Father, for those who are still outside your kingdom. Tonight, Lord, may they receive Christ into their heart, to the praise and glory of your name. Be gracious to them. Be merciful to them. And may they believe in Christ and be saved. This we pray, we ask, giving thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.